Yesterday, one of the most scandalous lawsuits in tech was revealed to the world. An AI hardware company named I.O. is suing another AI hardware company named I.O. The former is a Google-backed startup you've never heard of, while the latter is Jony Ive's mysterious company that was acquired last week by OpenAI for a staggering $6.5 billion. On the surface, it looks like a battle between I.O. and I.O., but in reality, it's a proxy war between OpenAI and Google. If you're confused already, I'll refer to the original company as I.O., and the company accused of stealing their name and IP as Altman.io. You see, Sam Altman thought he was playing 7D chess by throwing helicopter money at the legendary Sir Jony Ive, a guy who was considered one of the most powerful people at Apple, who gave products like the iPod, iPhone, and MacBook their visual identity. But this opening move just put the brand's future in jeopardy, because now Altman.io is being sued for trademark infringement, and if we're to believe this startup, the allegations are absolutely unhinged. In today's video, we'll break it all down and take a look at the future AI hardware that nobody asked for. It is June 24th, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. If you've been following the AI race, you may know that Sam Altman made a massive deal to acquire and hire Jony Ive for an ungodly amount of money. As of right now, the deal is still on and Jony will still get that bag, but before even revealing an initial product, the brand might need to pivot because it's being sued by a Google-backed startup called I.O. They've got $62 million in funding, a registered trademark, and 20,000 units ready to ship. But what even is it? On the website, it's a quote, revolutionary new computer that doesn't need a screen. You can run apps by simply speaking to it. Now, I don't mean to be a downer, but so far, it seems like people don't want devices like this. Rabbit and HumanePen already tried similar concepts and failed miserably. Maybe this startup will get it right, but enter Sam Altman and Jony Ive, who just announced their collaboration to build mysterious voice-controlled AI devices. They also call their product I.O., and we don't know anything about it, but we can infer some additional details about it from the lawsuit, and this is where things get wild. In 2022, Sam Altman's investment fund met with I.O., got their tech demos, but said no thank you. In addition, around the same time, Jony Ive's company also met with I.O. and saw their tech demos and said no thank you. Behind the scenes though, Altman and Ive were keeping tabs on I.O. while allegedly buying their products and asking for design files. Then a few years later in 2025, OpenAI executives met with I.O., once again under the pretense of making an investment. They were shown the tech, the hardware, and the functionality, but once again said no thank you, we're building our own slop. Then just weeks later, OpenAI released this cringe video, vaguely hinting at some future hardware product. What's crazy, though, is that Altman not only refused to make an investment in this startup, but incredibly, he threatened that I.O. would sue I.O. to force I.O. to stop using the name I.O. These allegations are ruthless, salacious, and outrageous, but that's what we've come to expect from Sam Altman. Unfortunately, it also puts a dark stain on the clean reputation of Jony Ive, who allegedly participated in this devious plot. Only time will tell if they get to keep the name I.O., but may the best hardware win. When it comes to software development, though, we already have amazing tools like Warp, the sponsor of today's video. You probably know Warp for being the most intelligent terminal in the game, and with their brand new 2.0 release, it's starting to rival the biggest AI dev tools out there. You can now think of Warp as an agentic development environment. It comes with a state-of-the-art coding agent that can execute jobs autonomously, a code editor where you can write code alongside your agents, and an intelligent terminal, all in one. This means you can just tell Warp to build a specific feature or fix a bug, and it can do it all with multiple agents in parallel. It scored an impressive 71% on the SWE bench and 52% on Terminal Bench, which makes it one of the best among agent-based dev tools. Warp is free to use, but you can get 2 months free on their pro plan and a bunch of AI credits if you're one of the first 3,000 people to use the code FIRESHIP at checkout. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.